Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And look who I've got on this week.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Yes, we are,
mum. Oh, just testing the mics
out. Please put your vape down.
It's the way.
Hi there. It's the Essex Girls and Joe. Okay, Lisa and Joe back.
I'm basically an Essex girl.
You're on an honorary.
Yeah, you are. I always forget you're not.
I know, but I've lived there long enough now where I feel like I can claim it.
Got an Essex passport.
I was thinking that, yeah, I got an Essex passport. It's pink and glittery. I was thinking the other day, like when people ask me where I'm from Bicester, but obviously I live in Essex. Oh, what do I say? Bicester? From Bicester.
Oh, God, we need to go shopping.
I've got so many clubs.
I thought it was shit.
Did you?
For me, it was a bit.
It's hit and miss.
It is hit and miss.
And it's gone downhill.
The Prada was very light.
You love Prada.
Chava. Is that what it's called?
Ooh, Chava. Oh my God, the way you did it, I thought you were doing like the awkward thing.
What are you talking about?
Chava's like one arm. Like,
it was very George Bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was very like laddie, geezery, Prada. It wasn't like high fashion Milan.
How is George?
Oh, he's all, I haven't really seen him. He moved out, didn't he, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, how's it? Do you miss him?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm not going to lie. Might. I thought, oh, it's going to be lovely, but it's a real difference in the house, like the level of noise. There's no noise. You know, I haven't got him playing all these TikToks first thing in the morning when I'm trying to watch GMB and I'm trying to listen to the news and the weather, typical Essex mum. And, you know, so I'm missing that. And his wardrobe's empty.
Oh, he took all his clothes.
I've actually got TikToks posted about that today because mum was playing, you know that In the Arms of an Angel Fly?
No, I wasn't playing.
Sing
as
it.
I went to shut the door, it came into my
basically
head.
Basically, she sobbed.
Sing
and
it.
And I really started.
You sing it. I don't know the...
In the arms of an angel, fly away. And it was like, And then my friend came round and I told her that he'd gone that morning. She turned up at 3 o'clock.
He'd gone that morning.
And she kept turning up with like an armful of tulips and a bottle of fizz. So I just thought, you can come anytime, Denise. She took one look at me and I went, as if to say, don't talk to me.
Oh.
And she just sort of grabbed hold of me and we sat down. She went, you all right? I went,
yeah.
I was like,
but you know what? He's back every other day anyway.
He came back Monday to do some content and he went, are these fucking builders going to be here for long? I said, they're here for the next month.
He came round to me today, came to the flat. He went, this is like the Wonka experience because of the furniture.
No, I love your flat.
I think it's fun.
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool too. Do you know?
The telly on the wall is like a cinema screen.
Well, you need a big TV.
You've got a big TV as well. Everyone needs a big TV.
I love that shit.
But when we were just in Scotland for this trip thing, everyone was basically taking the mick out of my furniture and they were like, if you found a gnome and shit on it and put an ice cream cone on it, it'd be in Joe's flat.
But then it'd be cool.
I love colour.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind basic wall colour, but then everything, the accessories have got.
Yeah. That's what I did. White walls, everything else looks like vomit.
And I think
I love the rug. The rug is my favourite thing.
Tell you what though,
where's that from?
Extremely comfortable.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
Where's it from?
Gifted.
Snug.
Gifted.
Yeah.
For you.
Snug.
They're good for gifting. They are.
That's the most comfortable.
They are. Guys, I promise you, and I'm not just saying this, it is honestly one of the nicest sofas I've ever sat on.
Is it?
And Max and Andrew told me about it, and I was like, fine, I'm going to get one.
Honestly, we sat on it, and he said, come on, we've got to go around George's flat. And I said, can't I just stay here?
I know.
Yes.
And then George's one was like,
it's so comfy.
George's one.
No,
Joe's one.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, mum's just getting used to the...
There's hope for me.
Our places and stuff and yeah, aren't you?
I love your rug.
Yeah, we covered that one. Yeah, and you're just missing us. Empty nest syndrome, isn't it?
No, I know, yeah, but like, I'm sure you will be back because I've missed you as well because I haven't spoke to you for three days.
I was in the Highlands for three days.
You were in the Highlands.
Had such an amazing time.
I did. It was actually beautiful.
I know, it did. Do you know what? I'd love to go to Scotland. Love to go.
Really?
Scotland and Ireland.
I've been.
What do you think?
So, we need a girls' trip.
Not to Scotland.
Me, you and Millie.
Not Scotland. Oh, literally anywhere.
Millie
but.
Was loving it.
Millie, yeah.
Well, yeah, Millie went as well.
Millie's an outdoors girl. She plugs Wales often on the
airport. Yeah, I love Wales because I'm a Welsh girl and I'm half Welsh.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I love it all as well. Yeah, no, Liam, I was sat and chatting with Liam and he was. I told him about you being Welsh and he was asking me so much stuff about your family and I was like, Liam, with all due respect, I said, I couldn't even fucking tell you where they're from.
No clue.
He asked me why you left Wales. I went, I don't know, forced out.
Summer holiday there, like, you know, literally, and like half terms there, and it's my second home.
Whereabouts in Wales?
It's South Wales, Mid Glamorgan.
Aberdare.
So it's like, it's about half an hour, 40 minutes from Cardiff.
Fine.
Is it near Martha Tidville?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Ponty.
Yes, they were chatting about that.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
It's the only bit of Wales, isn't it?
Exactly the same.
His accent makes
Why
me
do hard. You not have that accent?
No, do it.
Don't Don't do it.
I can speak in the Welsh.
Oh, there you go.
But not actually, like, I wasn't born in Wales. Where was I born? In North Middlesex Hospital.
Where's Middlesex?
No, it's in London. That is. Oh, North London? That's near Tottenham. Well, that's sort of that way.
Oh,
Tottenham,
she's a North London girl.
Yeah.
Stop.
Edmonton, I love really. It when Mum turns it on. It's so funny.
That's a good Welsh accent.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
It's absolutely beautiful. Can you have a kutch? Yeah,
kutch. I can have a kutch.
What other Welsh slang is there?
Well, I'll never forget the first time I heard my Auntie Jean swear, and I was just absolutely, because they don't just say, excuse my French, everyone, bollocks. Then she goes, bollocks.
Bollocks.
They sort of sing their words.
They do, they do.
And whenever I had Tom Jones, that's why I love him, because whenever he's on The Voice, I could just sit and listen to him all
You day. And Liam need to go for dinner.
I know.
A holiday, actually. You do need a holiday.
Merthyr Tydfil.
Yeah. Wear him out.
No,
I don't mean like that.
sorry, Millie. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that was a lot, wasn't it?
Oh, so you're
he's
Welsh.
Very handsome, isn't he?
Do you like a bit of Big Lee?
I like a big man.
You like a big man?
Yeah, I like a big man.
Do you?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I've heard you like Jason Momoa. We'll get on to that later, though. What's your type? Apart from your boyfriend, I know you have to say that.
I have very mixed, eclectic type. Before,
you used to have the same type, but now with Kate,
I used to go
different.
For people a little bit shorter than me, like mousier brown hair, strong nose, love a strong nose.
Okay.
And
very specific. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Honestly, it was like before, I always go for the same type. And then with Kane, I was like, I'm gonna switch it up, curly dark hair, bit Jamaican, bit South African.
Wait, so do you live with Kane now?
Yeah, I live with Kane now, yeah.
Do you live with each other?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Do you know what? It's so chilled and relaxed.
Okay.
Because he's like that though, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people like had things to say about me in the press. No, but a lot of people were commenting basically saying like, this is quick or this seems like a lot. But where we met when he was in between shows, mm-hmm. so he had a lot of time off and mm-hmm. it was over summer. And like, don't know about you, but August with what we do is like not too much going on. Like, it's holidays and stuff, but I had a lot of time to do things. So we ended up like...
Investigate.
Every that. Crevice. So
I did tell him to have a summer off. I said, look, you need to be on your own to find out.
No, but I had been on my own for like 8 months at that point. And I met Kane and then we just spent a lot of time together. And it was like very like Love Island vibes in the sense that we spent day together for an extended period.
But in the real world. So actually it probably works.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do
exactly.
You know what it is about Kane that I love? He will put Joe in his place.
Does he?
Not in a bad way.
No, but if Joe can be quiet, that's my opinion, whatever. And sometimes he will just, because if like we have a bit of banter, sometimes like Kane just goes, Joe, come on, you just can't.
No, but he's good because he's like, he's not a pushover or anything. Like, if
describe
I
describe him in three words.
Good looking.
Flexible.
Ooh!
No, but not in that way. You can literally, it's so funny. He just flings his leg up.
He can be having a chat with him. All of a sudden, he just puts his leg behind his ears.
Basically, he can sit there and just like.
Don't ask me to do that.
Yeah, go on, Lee. Oh,
probably wet myself.
We wouldn't want to.
All right.
what is it? Seventh wonder of the world.
Oh,
in between there.
All right.
Basically, like, can use his feet to like itch his ear.
Why is he double jointed?
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Do you use that often? Do you have fun?
No.
For relaxing.
I did say to him in his flat, I said, when you and Kane get in jiggy and all that, I said, look, is it, they're very overlooked. I said, you do put your blinds out. He said, Mum, we have got blinds.
Yes, you. What do you do when you have sex? Down. I went, pull down the blinds like normal people.
Do you have to, though? Put on a show. Isn't that dogging? It might be.
Is it? I haven't dogged.
Right, so he's flexible. You haven't dogged. Neither have I. I haven't. I don't know
flexible,
why I said it like that.
Kind.
Oh.
Flexible, kind.
And good looking.
It's not really, but he's got a very nice person. He's very warm. He's, do you know what?
He is very lovely. Every time I've met him, he's been so lovely.
He's also just really nice. And I am obviously a nice person, but I just also.
Yeah, but he's also what I love, very family orientated.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
What word am I where it's like, I'm nice, but I also just won't take like anything, any shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, what word
the
that
child
would be.
Were, I mean, it's quite surprising, really, because you were.
I'm still quite shy and sometimes.
No, you're not.
Sometimes.
No, you're not.
When I'm in a room of busy personalities, like the Garnier thing, where there's a lot of people and they're very loud, I one up them. I take a step back and then I kind of like see what's going on. I'm like that. I don't, when there's a lot of big personalities, I'm not like, fine, I'm going to try and out be you all. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what I do in that situation. Depends how drunk I am. If I'm drunk, I'm the star of the show. If I'm not, I'm...
You should have been there. There was a little Love Island corner and they were very...
I saw it.
They were having rows and all sorts.
Yeah.
Max went up to him and was like, did any of you win? And then Millie and Liam were like, yeah.
did they did they win?
Yeah.
Okay, they did win, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh. Rightly so. I think they're the only couple from my series still together.
Are they?
So well done for winning.
Our winners.
Our winners.
Yeah, we love them.
It says on here, Joe bought Dolly a buggy. Oh, you fucking did us all that.
Yeah, so basically, Dolly is
Dolly?
Struggling with longer walks, but mum still wanted to get a fresh air, so I bought her a buggy.
Once you take her out for a walk, she does her business, she just sort of stops if to say, right, I've had enough, I want to go home now.
Mm-hmm. I can relate.
So I said...
Can't we all?
Get me a buggy.
So I said about getting a buggy. However, Joe being Joe... Joe has bought the biggest buggy.
I can't lie, probably, Chloe.
I've seen it on your TikTok.
I thought that it was like, I saw this pram and I thought, oh, it's a bit high. She's quite fat. I didn't want it. I thought she needed to be close to the ground.
I wanted train wheels.
Because like, I thought she, mum wanted train wheels, right? On like cobbles.
Where we live, you know where we live, it's quite rural.
Yeah.
So I thought if I take her for country walks, it's got to have like big, like rubber wheels.
It's, yeah. Just, it's very big. I think it needs pillows and throws in there to not.
You know what? There's nowhere. I'm going to have to buy little clips. There's nowhere for me to put a bag or, and I tried to put a tree.
I fucking tried my best. Do you know what I mean?
What the fuck have you bought?
We went out on Sunday and Terry said, I am not pushing that. I was struggling so much because it's so wide that in the end I looked at him and went, oh. But do you know what? Once he started pushing, he wouldn't let me take over.
Yeah.
That's why I did a TikTok as well with it, because I just thought he's trying to make out to everyone that I'm not pushing up. The only thing is Cornwall's going to be a bit of a struggle.
Mum, she's going to have a brain aneurysm. Like,
oh, I will tell you though now. We did put
some support in there.
Yeah. Row, because, you know, like Kane said, you're just going to need two of you to do the handles.
Yeah.
Dad kept having to walk off because he couldn't do them.
Yeah, you do
and
need
he was
two of
about
you.
His thumb, so
what do you mean?
Well, the handle, there is, it's not like a kid's buggy where there's a
clip.
Basically,
when
you
fold
it
in, you've got to like unhook the handle. Fold it in, but yeah. The unhooking's quite difficult.
No,
it's
fine. It was put it up whole in the garage.
Right.
And Dad went, which is true, there's no way in the cottage we're staying in that buggy's going through.
I can't believe you're fucking taking that to Cornwall.
No, we're not.
Are you not going to Cornwall?
No.
I think I might get a smaller buggy to take.
I've been Cornwall every year since I was born.
Whereabouts do you go? St. Ives? Oh my God, I used to go there growing up every year.
It's our favourite. I mean, I went
there for 20 years straight.
We're going in June and it is expensive. A few of my mates have gone, what? But I said, but we can't go abroad because we can't leave her. Everyone says,
can't you look after
her? No,
easily. She's just dramatic.
Okay. Joe, you are not a very good
dog. This is turning into
dad.
Jeremy Kyle. Jeremy Chloe, this is.
Thing is, Chloe, she's always ill, right?
She's actually.
On Saturday, Kane was going, oh my God, she absolutely stinks and all that. Anyway,
that doesn't stop me from looking after her.
Yeah, but Sunday morning, she's got up and she's shat everywhere. Well, do you want that all in your flat?
If she's shit in my flat, I would send her to Battersea
Dog
Time.
Stay at your mum's for a week.
I could do that, easy.
Oh, I just don't. I would worry as well. I'd worry too much. Because he's terrible. He goes, I'll just give a bit of that. She's not allowed to eat anything. She's on plain boiled chicken breasts at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh God. So
I've been doing really well in the gym last couple of weeks. And then I feel like this week I fucked it.
Yeah, you go with Kane, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you not find that a bit embarrassing?
Right. So we only PT together.
What does that mean?
Like personal train. Like get.
Well, you train each other.
No, no. Get
oh, right.
Personal
you
trainer
get one. Okay.
And then.
Yeah, get down on all fours.
And then. I like to work out on my own because I don't like going with someone else's pace. I don't really like talking to anyone in the gym.
No, I've been to the gym with a boy before and I was just getting embarrassed. And I thought, well, this is the waste of my time because I want to go for it, but I don't want to look ugly.
I know, and it's well, you just think they're looking at me. Am I doing this right? Is it like, you know, all my bits hanging out?
Yeah.
And then you get on the treadmill and you put it up a few paces high thinking, right, I'm just going to smash this. Then after 5 minutes, you think, I need to actually turn it
down.
Yeah. Who have you been to the gym with?
Well, the gym I was going up in, it was all full of young boys, wasn't
it? Oh, what one in Epping did you go to?
There's only one big one.
Yeah, there's one, but is it David Lloyd?
No, not David Lloyd. It was, you know who I'm talking about.
I do. I've actually got something to tell you. I've just had a memory come back and no one knows this. I've never spoken about it in a pub before. When I was at school, you remember, I was like year 10, 11, and everyone used to shout MILF at mum, like whenever they saw her. She was literally like the local MILF, right?
Fez.
She used to like come in to the gym and work out when like when she knew that I would be in the gym, because we used the leisure centre, and she'd be like, hi boys, like you were the worst, you were the absolute
worst. And that's when
worst.
I had my Katie Price tits and they were enormous.
Yeah.
Do you know what, that's my mum was like that. She used to turn up to school, she had, do you remember when Posh had that short hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
My mum had these brand new fake massive fucking tits. She won't mind me saying that. She's rebranded to this like posh thing. She fucking was never that. She's come to school with this bleach blonde short hair, massive tits, halter neck, skinny jeans, and Playboy wedges, smoking a fag, get in the convertible, and she'd be like, Clove, like, Mum,
that is so funny.
You wouldn't let me drop you off at your prom. Can you stop?
No. The thing is, I wasn't like openly gay then. I wasn't like, do you know what I mean? So like all the boys would just be like knocking into me like, yeah, Lisa was in the gym this morning.
And like, you'd be like, yeah,
bash one out in the locker room. And I'd be like, oh.
Freak me out as well.
Oh.
Right, we're gonna play a game. Right.
Okay, I like games.
Right, it's blind ranking. So, do you know what that means?
No.
Not
so you know if you do like top three drinks, you know, pina colada, tequila, whatever. I'm gonna say something, and you're gonna say whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Okay, but you can't change it. Does that make sense?
In your preference?
No, you're gonna tell me where you would put it, 1 to 5. Oh. You don't know what's coming next.
Okay.
Right, Eamon Holmes, on a scale of 1 to 5, where would you put him? I'd put him last.
Last.
I'd put him first. I love Eamon.
Number one. You don't know what's coming next.
You don't know what's next.
All right, I'll put him at 3.
What is it about Eamon?
I love Eamon Holmes.
Why?
I just love him. He's a very, very good broadcaster.
Would you have sex with Eamon Holmes?
I would have done when he was younger. Did you see him when he was younger?
No, this picture here.
Maybe not now.
Not now, but he's ranking
but
at 3.
But Ruth will come after me because she's very jealous.
Ruth's not in the picture in this game. Ruth's not here. She's a wuck. Right, so we're saying he's 5th on mine. I don't even think I would snog him.
He's 5th on mine.
He's 3rd on mine.
Would you snog him?
No.
Okay. So overall, so you've put him 3rd. We're going to have to put him 4th then because we said 5.
Okay, fine.
Number 4 for Eamon. Who is next? Henry Cavill.
Not the licking of the lips.
Oh my God.
I mean, the thing is, if you put Jason Momoa up, I'm going to feel terrible. He's got to be a very strong 2, isn't he? Let's hope somebody else is going to come up before, like, you know.
I'm going to put him
Mum, this is disgusting.
It's making me cut my knees together.
The way your knees
really,
are.
Really? What is it about him? I mean, he's not
his chisel chin.
You're going to need that sofa cleaned up.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Tal. Get to work.
Well, he's gorgeous.
What is it about Henry Cavill that does it for you?
Chisel chin, the blue eyes, the dark hair. I've always liked a dark man.
Oh, okay.
I've never really sort of been with a blondie.
Have you not?
Really? I don't like the blonde pubic hair.
I never thought about that.
It never really is blonde, though.
Yeah, because if they ever shave it, doesn't it just grow back dark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never blonde. I've never been with a blonde guy that's got blonde pubes.
Yeah, sometimes I've... Yeah, I have.
You have.
It's not cool.
It's not cool, that.
Right.
So get darker pubes.
Your pubes. That's the message from this.
Do you fancy him?
I would give him a 3.
I want 4, but where have you put him?
I've put him strong 2.
Oh, he's going to have to go 3 then, isn't
okay,
he?
3.
Okay, so Eamon Holmes is 5th, Henry is 3rd. Who's next? He's 4th. Thank God. Well, who's going to go 5th? Okay, who's next? Jason Momoa.
Number one.
Jason Momoa. What is it about this man?
He's rough. He's ready. He's tall. I mean, he wears leopard print.
Does he?
Graham Norton, he came on with a leopard print coat and I literally was like that.
There's nothing really about him for me.
Oh, have you
constantly looks like...
I wouldn't have seen him out of bed for fighting. Do you know what I mean?
Have you seen him do Dothraki?
No, what's Dothraki?
From Game of Thrones. I first saw him on Graham Norton, because I love Graham Norton's show.
Get him up on the screen on Graham Norton.
Never saw him. He had a black turtleneck on, and he came on, and I literally went all funny. Nipples went erect, everything.
Fuck.
I went, oh my God.
You're so I'm going to have a piss break, and then he, speak about this a bit more.
I'm not commenting.
And he spoke Dothraki to Sarah Millican.
Here he is.
And I literally, with the black turtleneck. Look, he's got the leopard coat on with Emilia Clarke. But the one, look. That's the one with the star. That's the one.
You guys look like you were made for each other, really.
Look, that's when he was talking Dothraki to Sarah Millican, and I was like that.
He's not for me, I'm afraid.
He's not for me either. But
you know what it is, he's because
I've seen him on TikTok.
I like that look.
Yeah.
I've seen him on TikTok. It looks like he's got good chat.
You see it when he was on that boat and he was wearing like a hunting belt and his ass was out, and I was just like, what is this?
Get that up, Molly. I want to see bum.
He was on a boat. And he had like...
Jason Momoa.
He had like his arse out.
The only thing I don't like at the moment is where he shaved his head and he's had a tattoo there.
Oh, that's cool. I might like him a bit more now.
I liked him when his hair was long, so I love long hair. Where's the arse cheek one?
With bum out.
That's fine. I love that.
Jason Momoa. Maybe it wasn't on a boat.
Yeah,
bottom right on that Reddit thing. He was wearing like this weird, with the bun up.
There.
Look, he had like his ass.
Look at the size of his legs.
I fancy him a bit more in that one.
See, look at the size of his legs.
Yeah, like a big leg, me.
Big leg. Oh, yeah.
He's fit.
He's very fit.
Okay.
Did you know what?
You want him as one?
Called Lisa.
Who's his ex-wife?
She was the girl. She was in No, you know she was in.
Do I?
She
Vanderpump.
Was in, oh.
Lisa Vanderpump.
No, she was Lisa. She's, Frank. And her daughter. Yes, Lenny Kravitz's wife.
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz, that's his stepdad. Jason Momoa is Zoe Kravitz's stepdad.
Honestly, Hollywood's so incestuous.
Wow,
isn't it?
That was a lot to process.
Yeah, that was a lot to
got
process.
Got there in the end. Right, you're putting him as one.
Yeah, definitely.
Where would
for
you
me, there's
put?
No one better.
We're going to have to put him two.
We have to put him. Yeah, okay, he's going to go at number
he's
two.
He's fifth for me.
Oh, is he fifth? I'd put him third.
Oh, no, Eamon Holmes is. No, no, Eamon no,
Holmes
no,
is
no.
Fourth.
Oh, God.
Gary Barlow! Million love songs later,
here I am trying to
tell you that I care. Million Mom. Love songs later,
where are we writing him?
Here I am.
I'm going to put him fifth.
I actually really, I quite fancy Gary Barlow.
Really couldn't tell.
I said, fancy Jason Orange more.
Who the fuck is Jason Orange?
Oh, Chloe was in Take That. He's the one that's disappeared now.
Oh, he's got a list, isn't he?
No, that's Howard.
Oh, not even.
Why did he disappear?
He just didn't want the limelight anymore. And he was a really good dancer.
It's like JLS, like that guy started a farm, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's come back now.
What?
Do you remember that guy when he's like a famous turkey farmer? He's like one of the biggest turkey farmers in the UK.
What the fuck are you talking about?
From JLS, or Ortiz.
Which one? Ortiz.
Ortiz.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them's
I love Gary
Barlow.
Sorry,
we digress.
I'm putting his five. I wouldn't even snog him.
I would.
You should.
I'm going to.
He's quite hard for me. I like his singing and his vibe.
He's so talented.
He's episode one then, isn't he?
I
great.
He's your type, Joe.
Yeah, he's blonde. Actually. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
your
yeah.
type.
He's blonde, you know, though. He's got blonde pubes.
No, he won't let you down.
Do you know he's asked by
he's
name? Asked. For me and Mum to go meet him backstage at their O2 show.
Who?
In a couple of weeks.
That's why I'm practicing all my
what?
Yes, me. He's asked for me.
By name.
He knows who I am.
By name.
Gary Barlow's asked for me. He's asked for me.
That is a fucking
so that
mess.
I'm now going for my walks. I was listening to podcasts. I'm now listening to Take That songs.
Yeah. I would.
Honestly, how funny.
Right, we'll put him one then, because that looks good on you when you go meet him. So I ranked you number one.
We ranked you number one.
Love you, Gary.
Right, so who's fifth then? Oh, fuck with me.
Oh, we see, I quite like Hugh Bonneville. He's Lord Grantham. He's Hugh.
I mean, you're staring at it like, what the
when
heck?
When he was Lord Grantham, he was like, yes.
Lord Grantham is
I
what?
Like
in Downton Abbey.
And oh. I love him. He, you know what? He was in Notting Hill.
I would put him above Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
I would put him above.
Yeah, I would. Around, yeah.
Eamon's five.
I'd love to.
He's really overdone it with a gloss on that
really?
Picture.
I wonder what he'd say while he was getting a monk stick kind of thing.
Who?
What? You
know, posh people.
Posh man. Like, what does he say?
Posh boys are about it, you know.
Would he be saying, oh, I'm arriving.
What the fuck? Yeah, posh people probably say, I'm arriving. What else would they say?
What, like, so what do posh people say when they climax?
I am arriving.
Yeah.
Dear,
arriving.
I'm arriving. What else could they say during sex?
I don't know.
Oh.
What's the play? What do posh people call it? Like, darling? Do you like that, darling?
Oh. Yeah. How many staff are on your estate?
Yeah. Four.
Three.
That's
four.
Not enough.
I can't.
Person, you know, sort of be.
Get down, you filthy baroness.
Yeah. You filthy bitch.
I know loads of posh people.
I don't.
And no, they are X-rated.
Anyone says filthy bitch.
Filthy bitch.
That's
yeah.
Very Essex.
Yeah. Although I've never been called a filthy bitch.
Have you not?
Maybe because I'm plain Jane.
So plain Jane.
Okay, well, that's right. Gary Barlow, well done, you won. Then we've got Jason Momoa, Henry Cavill, Eamon Holmes. No, that's not him. They fucking look the same.
Yeah.
Eamon and Grantham are the same.
Yeah.
Grantham. Lord Grantham.
I don't know. They're saying, I'm glad Eamon Holmes is last because he did that. He does that, what is it, GB News or whatever now?
Yeah.
Hell on Earth, innit?
I've never seen it.
Hell and Horror.
Because he got fired.
Up there.
Why? Well, he wouldn't even be there. Yeah. I'd actually veto him.
Yeah, same.
Why is it your generation don't like him?
Because he's a knob.
Because he hates Meghan Markle and it's like the hate campaign.
Yeah, I must be honest,
strange.
It's got a little bit much.
It's weird. Yeah, it's actually weird.
Like, why do you care so much?
He's actually obsessed with her.
Yeah, stalker vibes.
Give it up. Right, what have we got next? That was fun. Oh, right. So we're going to blind rank sex toys now.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you use sex toys?
Great. Ooh, why are we doing this now in front of my mum?
He's just like, yeah, come on.
Oh, I know you do. When what? 50 Shades of Grey came out, you were getting packages left, right and centre to the house.
Oh, my God.
And you were getting them delivered via neighbours, which was even weirder.
Oh, my God.
Mum was like, oh, Chris, you got me package, you got me package.
No, that was years and years ago because we didn't really have, like, Amazon then. So you had to just, like, go onto a proper
what
website.
What do you mean? You didn't have Amazon with 50 Shades? Of course we had Amazon.
Yeah, but you had to wait, like, you know, 5 days.
Oh, there wasn't Prime.
Yeah. I actually remember when the book came out and I had a boyfriend. I must have been 15 and I read it and I just started hating my boyfriend. I thought, you're not Christian
Grey. You were like, you're too vanilla for me.
Well, everything about him, I was like, you haven't got a fucking helicopter.
Very funny story. I made Terry read it to try and spice up our lives. Spice up your life. And anyway, so he was reading it on the train.
Oh, my God.
Opposite Martin Clunes.
Who's that?
Right, do you know Martin Clunes? Doc Martin.
Yeah, so
Terry actually leant forward and said, if I don't ask you, my wife's going to kill me. Could you just please sign this book for my wife? And it was 50 Shades of Grey.
We have a signed copy of 50 Shades of Grey by Martin.
With Martin Clunes. Well, that's my claim to fame. That's cool. I'm going to love him.
That's cool.
No, I don't like handcuffs because
I've never used them.
Because they hurt your wrist.
I've never used handcuffs, no.
So where should we put it? Out of five. Oh, five. Yeah, okay, five. Fifth.
I think they're stereotypically quite like 70s. one of the biggest sex toys, but I don't know anyone that uses them, do you?
I don't know anyone. Yeah. Mini vibrator. Where do you put that?
Well, it's not where you put it. It's supposed to be for your bean, isn't it?
Bean for my bean.
I would have no use for that.
How about it one then? That looks fun.
That looks
fun. So yeah, what can you do with that?
Nothing.
Put it up your ass? Might get lost. Don't put it up your ass.
Oh! Put it up your nose.
No. Up your nose. Do you like that, darling?
Yeah, posh boy. Do you like that?
Do you like that, darling?
Right, so I'm going to put it one.
I'd say a three.
Where would you put it? Oh, you can't use it.
Three. Let's say three.
Three? Yeah. Okay, three. Crotchless pants.
Oh. Crotchless pants.
But if
what's
you wear
about?
Jeans, like, you're literally going to get beavers.
What's the show you a picture that I've got of me on my phone with them on.
Do.
Shall I?
Do.
My phone's over there, though. I'll show you after.
I've never worn them.
But no, they're really good.
Guys, why is there pearls in between them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, question.
Just to make them, George, because to make that
that's
part
gonna
of you
rub look, on me.
No, it's supposed to.
Well, they go on the side.
Yeah, and it makes you look a bit prettier, Dan. Because let's be honest, it's not a fucking pretty sight, is it?
True, because put the bang a bow on it or something. Yeah, pearls.
I don't understand the need for them.
You could say otherwise you've got a bumless one.
Yeah, jock straps. I wear them.
What's that?
It's like it's backless underwear. Like, so you got a front but no back.
Is that what a jock strap is? Yeah. I literally thought it was a cup that covers your balls.
No, it is.
Oh, no, you, yeah, that's what
they're sports, sports ones, but then they've got like leisurely ones. Yeah, but I just.
Oh.
But I also just find them like you kind of wear them and then you're like, I'm just going to take them off.
No, but see,
that's what I thought about
you
that.
See, you can buy it all in ones with them as well. So if you like get to a certain age, you don't want to get everything out.
Okay.
And then it's easy access.
Right.
Oh. So like,
why don't you just wear
you're wearing
no
jeans and that.
No, you can't.
You're gonna get blue lips.
That's bedroom underwear. Oh. That's not for you wearing it like you're going out to an event.
Oh, I was going to say just wear a skirt, no pants.
Unless you're just going to frighten everyone off, you wouldn't be wearing them underneath a skirt or unless you're on a first date with someone, you just want to give it Sharon Stone. Give
maybe
it
maybe third date.
Basic instinct.
I don't. No, if
I'm
I need them right now. I feel like if I really like someone I wanted to put on a show, I've never done that in my life.
I'll give it to you after.
If I wouldn't want
I
it.
Literally couldn't use it, need it less in my life than right now.
If I wanted to give someone a show, I would not put pearls up my fanny.
It's what would you do then?
Nicer.
What would you do?
I don't know.
Put them up your bum?
But that's very Sticky Vicky, isn't it?
No!
To put pearls up your fanny, what are you going to do then? Pull them out like da-da-da-da?
No, Joe, they go at the side.
But they're
you
they're
can
up
take
there.
The pearls off as well. They don't on there all
the time. Oh, they're detachable. That's good. Multi-purpose.
That is very posh people banging though. Oh, darling.
Darling.
Let me put this handful of pearls up that pussy.
Because I bet they love a show. I mean, is this being rude? I bet posh people have loads of those.
What, like pearls?
Up there, nunnies.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they jangle when they run
past. Yeah, they're grandma's pearls.
I did to do that once. Well, you know, years ago.
What did you do?
There used to be Anne Summers parties at home.
Oh, my God.
So someone said about having the balls. They're really good to get your pelvic floors tighter.
What are the balls?
You know, you insert these balls. They're supposed to help your pelvic floors. Well, I was in Tesco, so I used to live, and all of a sudden I thought, what the fuck is that? And they come out. So I was walking around Tesco's like I'd shit my pants.
Why did you go to Tesco with balls out of your vagina?
You're supposed to wear them during the day for an hour or so a day, and they actually fell
out. But not leisurely. You can't go and fucking get a chicken Kiev with two balls up your minge.
But all of a sudden, I went, oh, and it must have looked like
did it fall out?
They fell out in my knickers.
Oh, my God.
Remember those balls that used to go out like the clacker balls? What? Well, that's what they were like.
I thought you were talking about the ones, you know, where you put something up your nunny and someone controls it and it goes bzzz.
Oh, no. Oh,
have
no.
you done that?
No, I've not. No one's getting control of my nunny like that. No. Thank you very much.
Would you do that?
What?
What about a vibrating butt plug?
No.
Oh, don't like that.
We can talk about you walking around Tesco with balls up your minge, but the moment a butt plug comes out is no, immediately no.
Oh,
right. So pants shall go fourth. Yeah. No one wants them. Next, a whip. I don't want that. Do you?
No.
Ooh, it's getting quite high up the list. Have you been whipped before?
No,
I haven't.
Slapped.
Yeah, I've been whacked.
Preferably in the chops, but not on the arse.
Are you into?
I'm not into whipping. No, I'm no. Well, that's like three. Then. No, we already did five. Handcuffs.
Yeah, we're going to have to just put it third. Accidentally third. Yeah.
I suppose leather would...
Oh, two then.
Fuck, it's two.
Whips are two. What's number one then?
Okay.
Whips and chains.
Next feeling what I know is...
It's a dildo. I bet it's a dildo.
Yeah, it's a double inch.
A ball gag?
What's that?
Oh, you fucking need one of these anyway. Shut you up.
You put it in your mouth and it's like goes round you and you can't talk and it's like...
Why would you do
I've
that?
I've never used it, by the way.
Why
I've
would
seen
you
it online.
Put that in your
I've
mouth
never.
To make you gay?
I've seen it online.
Some people like that shit. Some people like crotches and pants.
Yeah. Obviously she does.
Yeah, you like them. So ball gag is number one. Well, it's an accident. We didn't know it's coming.
That looks like a clown nose.
Comic relief.
I don't like, yeah, comic relief. That's the new thing for next year.
Comic relief, ball gag. All right, so.
Oh, they're all red.
Number one is ball gag for me, please. Then I'd like to be whipped with a vibrator up my nunny and crotches pants with handcuffs. Handcuffs really coming in low there. And out of all of them, I think it's the one I'd put as number one.
But those handcuffs remind me of like Father Christmas, like, you know, Santa.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. Get it? What would you actually put as number one out of all of them?
Probably the mini vibrator. It's probably the most adaptable, isn't it?
I'd have to agree, yeah.
Oh, good.
Glad we could agree on something.
Right, next up we've got firsts. I feel like you guys would be quite fun to talk about this with. When was your first kiss?
Oh, I was about eight.
What the fuck?
It wasn't a tongue or anything.
No, first tongue snog.
Oh, that was awful. Oh. School, you know, it's all slobbing.
Mine was at school and everyone was crowded around me and I snogged him.
Yeah, and then it's all start, and then you do use your tongue.
Dishwasher.
No.
Remember's yours?
I think I was quite young. I think I might have been like around 11. And it was with a straight boy as well. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, at school.
In school, snogging.
Yeah, yeah. I used
love
to get,
that.
Yeah, and then as I got older, like when I went to sixth form and stuff, when I was drunk, I would just be like used, like
oh
passed
God,
around
no.
by
oh,
straight men to like kiss.
When he got drunk, when he was in like his teenagers, he'd be getting off with girls. Of course, when he said he was going
out, I know, but like every gay man does that at some point.
Yeah.
Like, when they're like going out, like.
You don't get a manual when you have a child that's gay that goes, this is what's going to happen. And Joe will kiss
okay,
a lot
well,
of girls.
I can kiss whoever, innit?
Yeah, snog whoever you want. I've snogged girls, I've snogged boys. Have you snogged girls?
When I'm pissed, yeah.
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 There you go.
Exactly.
Mm. Right, when was your first punch? When did you first get a fight? Ooh.
First punch.
That's I used to fight with my siblings all the time.
Yeah, I know that.
Anyone that's like, I had a proper fight at school. I was about at 14. We're actually really good friends now, me and Nikki. Yeah, we're really good friends.
Who won?
Well, I actually hooked her up on a hook in the changing rooms.
Lisa.
No, because she went after
you. Won them.
She's awful. She's like, pull out her earrings and just go
for
someone.
Yeah, you take my jewelry off and then just go for it. One of them.
What the fuck?
I know.
And my mum is still stuck. She's going, it's just not like a female behaviour.
Yeah.
It's not ladylike.
Have you ever been in a fight?
I had a fight in Zante when I was like 17.
Mom, he's trying to push me off the balcony.
He tried to push me off the balcony.
Oh, that's quite dramatic.
And then everyone edited his face onto Michael Jackson and my face onto the, you know, when he
the little baby.
And it was all in my group chat. It was like the picture.
Shit.
At the time.
Did you actually fight him then?
It was kind of like, it was like a few like punches and whatever. He was so weird. It's because I was with a group of girls and I was the like the guy, and he obviously was like homophobic and he kept making comments. And I think I just turned around and just was like, why are you being a prick? And then it all kicked off. But he gave that vibe, like closet vibe. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I used to find people real defensive. I've usually got something to hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Mine was in year 8. I beat up this girl because she was chatting shit about my sister on Facebook.
Oh, we love that.
Meet me at the fucking co-op and I got her.
Did you?
That's beat good. Her up. What was your first job?
I was, do you want the nice job or the shit job?
Was it the coleslaw?
I worked in a coleslaw factory, salad factory.
Did you?
And then, and listen, you would never eat coleslaw if you saw what they do to it. Mm. And then I worked in a printing works. We used to do calendars, but I was 13, 14.
Mum, tell Kai about the coleslaw.
Yeah.
My friend did something in the coleslaw.
What?
He got excited.
What the fuck?
He wanked.
No, I don't want a happy
ending in the coleslaw. And then on went all the lids. Yeah. There were massive, massive stores that were, it was absolutely disgusting.
That's hella.
They made us wear hairnets, right? And gloves.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to fucking
stop the cum.
Because they said they were going to, he wasn't like, because what he was doing is making us clock in for him and clock out, because that was really old fashioned. You put a card in the wall and that's when you clocked in. So they found out what he was doing. They said, right, this is your last shift. So, of course, that's why he did what he did.
Because he was just non-stop wanking in the car.
No. So basically, he wasn't turning up, and then
they were
clocking in for him.
Right.
And then, so yeah. And then I worked in a calendar factory, did cleaning, and my first proper job was working at Barclays Bank.
Hey.
And I was head cashier.
Thank you.
Although it took me a while because I got ungraded in maths at school, but it didn't matter.
1752. She was employee of the month.
Shut up. I was 16. I left school on June the 20th. 1986, and I went to work.
And she always tells us she used to get a horse and cart to the station.
Yeah.
With no mobile phones, I went to work 10 days after I left school, and I couldn't wait to earn my own money. Couldn't wait. Yeah. And I loved it.
I worked in a sandwich shop.
Did you?
And I hated it. You worked. It always stunk.
What did you do? Make sandwiches for everyone?
Yeah.
You did work experience in a restaurant, then you worked in a sandwich shop, then you worked in the pub.
Love food.
I've had so many random jobs. I sold pies in Australia.
Yeah, but you also did digital work out in Australia.
I did some random stuff.
Yeah, especially when you phoned me on a crossroads and went, Mum, I'm in the middle of a crossroads. I don't know where to go. He's in Australia.
No one gives you a manual for driving in Australia. Just turn up and do it.
But don't they drive on the same side of the road as us?
They do, yeah, but he didn't know what to do.
What the fuck, Joe?
I called Mum and I forgot about the time difference. It was at 3 a.m. and she thought something bad happened. I was like, I'm on some coloured hatching. I don't know what to do. And she was like, are you fucking joking?
I was like, Joe, I need to go. I was like, so tired.
I know. But yeah, I've had some weird jobs.
Mine was a Chinese takeaway.
Was it?
I'm 14. Cash.
Were you on the desk?
I was on the blower, yeah.
And I can so see you doing that.
It was good. All the cool
number
girl.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Just write it down.
Yeah.
I'm made a killing.
I bet the old men loved you.
They
lit.
Love me. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I made loads of money then. More than now. Right. Last one is first time we got recognised in public from jobs.
I think when we went on Gogglebox and then I was still working in recruitment, I went to the Pret opposite and a policeman grabbed me and I thought,
arrest me.
And it was like, I've seen you on Gogglebox. And I think it was really like random.
I didn't, first of all, didn't get a lot of people. I got a lot of people staring. I still do.
Because they know
it's
you.
But a lot of people, like in my local Tesco's, as I walked in this particular day, it happened sort of gradually. We're like... And he's really funny. People that never, you know, sort of whispering. People that... people that never spoke to me all of a sudden wanted to be my friend.
Yeah.
People that did speak to me stopped speaking to me.
What's that about?
Yeah.
I know.
So, but no, the first time it was really full on and I've ever experienced this when me and Joe went to Epsom Races last year.
Oh, you said about that.
We had a box and I said to him, it took me 2.5 hours to get there. And after an hour, I said, Joe, I can't stay in this box for the whole day. I want to go. I thought he went, Mum, I don't think.
Good idea.
I said, no, I want to go. He went, okay, well, I'm just warning you now.
No, because there was a lot of like people that I knew would be like our audience. Because obviously we go races. So of course the people that would like our stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about when that bloody Uber driver drops off in the wrong place and as we had to walk down, everybody.
Yeah. They were cheering Mum, like, Lisa, Lisa.
Oh my God. Then I thought, if we don't get in here, this is going to be really embarrassing.
No.
They had our passes inside. I thought, but that was a lot. But oh, well, I was only there. I mean, it took 2.5 hours to get there. I was there for 2 hours, and I had to get
a couple of glasses of prosecco, and then 2 hours back.
Sleep all the way home. Behaved that day.
Guess what? Mum's lost. How much weight you lost?
Well, I haven't weighed myself this week, but I've lost 4.5 kilograms, which is nice.
Congratulations!
I haven't been drinking wine.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And it was.
That's ruined my day.
I've swapped.
Oh, you were just drinking prosecco.
I came home from Cornwall. We did a shoot before we went. And when Joe sent through the photos, I literally sat and cried. I just thought,
Mum, it was just the angle.
And I just thought, do you know what? I know I'm blaming the menopause, but I've got to make a change in my life. So I've got to make a change. So it's really funny. Saturday night I had, three quarters of a bottle of prosecco, and I thought, fuck it, it's Saturday night. Yeah, I'm gonna have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I had a glass, and as I was drinking, I thought, God, that is horrible.
Do you know what? Once you drink more prosecco, do you not?
I think I've drunk too much in my time.
Right, do you know what? I will find the Prosecco. I can't drink a bottle because it gives me terrible
heartburn.
And so it me really too. Is God's way of saying, that's enough's enough.
But I get that with rosé now. I get really bad heartburn.
So I can't drink wine. So, I drink red. I drink
so
red
I
wine.
Just like, and it's not just that. I've also cut out carbohydrates. I'm cooking fresh every night.
Yeah.
And I'm also exercising. And
good for you,
I'm
Gil.
Fasting as well. I'm fasting. I'm like, my last meal was before 6 o'clock, and then I won't eat till sort of, usually by about 9 o'clock in the morning, then I'll have my breakfast and have an iced coffee.
I'm fast. I got into coffee.
Do you so not drink coffee?
Iced coffee? No.
I'm about 4 a day.
I had an iced coffee this morning.
And then I'm not eating till.
You haven't shit this morning?
No, I've had the shits. I've been in hell.
But coffee toilet.
Yeah, coffee toilet.
Coffee toilet.
It's kind of good though. It gets you like started in the morning.
I think it really is good for your metabolism. There's no science behind this. I'm just saying it. No, but I have a coffee, go through a poo.
Yeah, but I've made the changes and it's been 6 weeks, but I weigh myself once a week. So I've got to weigh myself Saturday morning. So I probably just won't eat very much tomorrow because it's like, I need to get out.
Lisa.
Just drink loads of water. Flush it out. Yeah. Right. Last bit of the pod is every week we get a dilemma. I feel like you guys be quite good at advice. You know, been through some things.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't know. Right, dilemma. My boyfriend wants to start... Oh, very good, this one. My boyfriend wants to start spicing things up in the bedroom and I'm a bit nervous. I'm a 22-year-old female and I've been with my boyfriend, 28-year-old male. Big age gap.
Oh, that's worrying. 8 months, your boyfriend's 6 years older and you need some spice.
Okay.
What's he doing?
Good. We've been really happy, but he's worried we'll get complacent.
Don't keep things exciting.
He sounds a bit scary. We don't.
He does. He's worried we'll get complacent if we don't keep things exciting.
I agree with him, and I'm definitely keen to start experimenting. But I've never really done anything other than the standard sex.
What missionary?
There's nothing wrong.
The standard sex.
There's nothing wrong with the standard sex. Before him, I've only had one boyfriend. I was only 18. It was all very vanilla.
Nah.
That's very fucking fine.
Yeah.
My current boyfriend is a lot more experienced in relationships and is really keen to spice things up with sex toys, etc. Have you got any advice on how to be more comfortable having adventurous sex? Do you think it's important to keep things exciting?
A safe word. I think a safe word is needed.
What
so like,
word would you suggest?
Say like... Okay,
boobs.
That's like... Billy Bear Ham, right? Just off the back. So like, you're lying there.
Everyone, you're lying there. That's your safe word. Billy Bear Ham.
So like, you're lying there. You've got the anal beads, for example, obviously.
I don't know. Don't start with anal beads.
They go smaller, obviously down to the larger one at the bottom, yeah. So like, he's obviously put like one up.
No,
up.
I'm sorry.
Then Billy Bear Ham is the third.
No,
you're trying it.
No, it's not even that. You don't have to get into the sexual stuff straight away. She could maybe put on some nice sexy underwear and then just sort of sit.
Foreplay.
There. Yeah, foreplay is back. Massive.
Foreplay is just as important as doing the
date. If not more.
Yeah,
if not more. Sexy. And as well, less is more. You should wear more clothing so that and then...
I always like to start with a butter churning maid's outfit and then strip down to my garter. Sorry, are we in the Victorian times? More clothing is more sexy. God.
You didn't let me finish. You have to then like unbutton your shirt. You've got a lovely push-up bra on. Or you sit there with a skirt on with patches knickers on.
Now I know why you sit in bed in a caramel and coat every night.
Well, I haven't got any more dressing.
Guys, fucking finish me. I would suggest number one, more clothing in bed.
And I don't
Leave the bags. Leave the bags and more clothing.
I mean, they're having dinner, you know, before, like they're having, like, he's both got home from work and she sort of slipped.
Yeah, she wants, right, dinner, you're in a roll neck and a North Face pair.
Then you get a pair of scissors and snip your knicks off.
Right.
No, yeah. I listen, I'm talking from experience. I'm telling you now, it's not good to sit there.
Because we're new on the block, man.
When your husband, what?
We're new on the sex block, we are.
Yeah. When you come, when your husband comes home from work and you're like, you know, you've got to make it exciting.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think.
Why have we got to fucking do it? He is older. He wants to do it. You tell us what you want.
Say what kind of, you'd have to have got, what kind of things have you got in mind?
Yeah. I reckon he's about to say BDSM ball gag.
Because I think that, like,
yeah, that for me is a little.
That's a bit much.
Like, not giving the vibe that he just wants to suck the old toe.
That's what I mean. Yeah, 8 months and already you want to do something.
This is the age gap between when me and your dad met. I was 22 and he was 28.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I was...
Did you put more clothes on then?
Well, I was because I hated my body. I did. I was going
to... Oh, really?
And you know, like the things you wear, like the wetsuits that you go to call? Well, I wore one of them.
What?
What?
A wetsuit?
Yeah, because I didn't want him to see my body.
A wetsuit?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Oh, right. I was like, I'm trying to think, what is it that you're wearing here?
I think...
That's the age gap with me and Dad. And obviously, he was the first man that I'd actually been out
with. I think maybe he could say, look, here's some things like that I'd like to try. What are you comfortable with?
No,
and then
Dad,
start... For example, I don't think she's ready.
Like, he's saying it.
Debbie used to ask me, say to me, have you ever tried this or have you ever done that? And I'd be like, and that's what we'd have. We'd have a few drinks and then, you know, we'd have too many drinks. And he'd go, thanks, giving it a go. And that's how you did it.
Right. So you're saying,
get drunk. And fucking go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Amorous tongue.
I think, number one, you don't sound like you're ready. I don't think you're ready for anal beads. Because what
maybe
if you start doing?
Do you know what you should just do? Just get a like a questionnaire. Would you do this?
Yeah, fill out
that
form. Yeah.
You'd just
cut
the bullshit, wouldn't you? So you'd know.
Maybe like pouring a bit of old candle wax on the toe. See if that would.
What are you fucking talking about?
Or watch a sexy film together. I don't mean.
Yeah, porn.
No,
that's a good place to start.
Say no, and just go at like, oh, would you ever do that? And like, you know, have you ever done that? Like, that's a way of asking.
Right.
I think if you've never done toys or anything, watching porn with someone is actually a good way to start.
Yeah, but it can also put you off for life. Some of the porn films I've seen, they're from the 1970s. I mean, the fucking decor.
Why are
in
you
the
watching 1970s porn, Mum?
Because we never used to be able to get porn films. You go into Blockbusters and go, oh yes, I'd like some. So video, and then you go to the bloke, do you have anything around the back?
Fuck off.
Yes. We were going back to the 1980s here. It was just so embarrassing.
Luckily, we've now got Pornhub, so you can just go on that.
Yeah, but in our days, you actually go and ask the man behind the counter. Excuse me, have you got anything else?
Oh, shit. Yeah,
well, that's our advice, I think.
Yeah, maybe just have a little chat.
Have a little chat, you know, see where the boundaries are.
How to be more comfortable doing it. Well, you're obviously not comfortable, so don't do it.
Yeah, if you're not comfortable doing anything,
do you think it's important to keep things exciting? I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But after 8 months, he shouldn't be bored. It should be like
first,
2 years.
First 6 months of relationship.
Yeah.
I think...
Really, you should be going out hammer and tongs.
Yeah, but I 2 years, I think.
I was with someone and we just didn't have sex. And it was really weird. And I kept like bringing it up and like bringing things up. And he was like, I'm just not very sexual. And I was like,
no, but then you're not compatible then, are you?
I was like, it's making me feel so fat and ugly.
Yeah, do you
it made me feel like Billy Bear Ham.
Yeah, Billy Bear Ham.
Oh, I used to fucking love that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
White bread, butter, sandwich, lunchtime, banging.
Get me started. I'm going to have to get a focaccia roll in between the next one.
They do nice food here.
Let's go get some food.
Yeah.
Honestly,
nice.
Gorgeous.
Stunning. Although I'm not eating any of it.
Oh, no, neither am I. I'll just watch you and get a kick out of it. Right. On that note, I don't think you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Have a break from him. Very pressurizing.
I don't use a Kit Kat. Have I? Right.
Yeah. Use a Kit Kat, Billy Bear Ham. Lunch. Just use a fucking lunchbox.
Put a lunchbox up your vagina.
With handcuffs, me vibrator.
Handcuff yourself to the lunch delivery. Yeah, shit.
Right.
Is that everything? I think it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
You guys are always welcome.
This is such a lovely, comfy set.
Isn't it so
chill, isn't it? It's a lounge.
It's so chill.
At home.
Yeah, I love it.
Honestly.
Is yours about to be chilled or no?
I've got a sitcom set, yeah.
Fun?
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to sit up and make sure that your boobs are...
You'll be coming into my office in LA.
Right. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I'll see you all next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.